Hey everyone. So today I'm going to do a little video on what sleep is, how it works, and a kind of the state of sleep. So we're going to get a little bit philosophical here. And to start off, I use a quote by George Carlin, and I really love the way that he describes sleep. So I'm just going to quote that very quickly for you because I think it's just beautiful. And then I'm going to go into the science behind it a little bit. So people say, I'm going to sleep now, as if it were nothing. But it's really a bizarre activity. For the next several hours while the sun is gone, I'm going to become unconscious, temporarily losing command over everything I know and understand. When the sun returns, I resume my life. If you didn't know what sleep was, and you had only seen it in a science fiction movie, you would think it was weird and tell all your friends about the movie you'd seen. They had these people, you know, and they would walk around all day and be okay. And then once a day, usually after dark, they would lie down on these special platforms and become unconscious. They would stop functioning almost completely, except deep in their minds, they would have adventures and experiences that were completely impossible in real life. As they lay there, completely vulnerable to their enemies, their only movements were to occasionally shift from one position to another. Or if one of the mind adventures got too real, they would sit up and scream and be glad they weren't unconscious anymore. Then they would drink a lot of coffee. So next time you see someone sleeping, make believe you're in a science fiction movie and whisper, "The creature is regenerating itself." By George Carlin, Brain Droppings. I really love this quote, and there's so many things I could say about this. I love the way that he's describing this as like science fiction-y, regeneration, unconscious. And there's a couple of things that I just want to point at. So the first big one, obviously, being the unconscious kind of state. Now, in sleep, we aren't actually unconscious. If you are unconscious, it means that you don't react to anything that's going on around you. Whereas when we sleep, we do. Even in deep sleep, we do react to outside triggers, which could be movements, which could be your cat, your dog, your partner, which could be subtle noises that you are trained to hear, like your baby, for example. So you might not necessarily react to traffic or to fire sirens or anything like that, but your newborn just whimpering a little bit would make you, you know, get awake straight away. So we are filtering still while we are sleeping. So you can really imagine it like a backup system in your brain that is still having you being alert to some extent. So that's why sleep is so fascinating. You're active, but you're also not active. And it's not unconscious, but it's also not being completely conscious. So it's totally phenomenal. I love it. I also love the way that he describes having, you know, adventures that are completely impossible in real life, which is your dreams. And so your dreams are really where your brain, your psyche is going through everything that didn't make sense, some to stuff that has disturbed you, that has upset you, or that you couldn't explain, or beautiful things that you want to relive. All of that is mishmashed together, and it's this safe space where you can practice. And that's where, for example, lucid dreaming is coming from, where people try to get into that state where they can practice things that they are scared of. And a lot of high achievers and athletes do that, for example, before a race or when there's something going on that they are not quite sure of or a little bit scared of, then they use that safe space to train themselves. And it's absolutely fascinating. Then the last thing that I really love is that, obviously, that last sentence and whisper, the creature is regenerating itself. I mean, it's amazing. It's what we do. It's literally, we are healing ourselves. We are healing teeny tiny tears that have happened, teeny tiny oxidation stress that has happened to our cells. Our brain is building up toxins. All of that is regenerated, and we kind of start with a clean slate. Obviously, it's not entirely clean because we are aging. That's just the way that our body is, you know, wired. But we can really stop our aging process or slow it down by having a good sleep and regenerating ourselves as much as we can. And what an amazing gift is that? I mean, it's absolutely, it's crazy if you think about it. So I don't know if there's a lot of wisdom to this today, but I just really love the topic. I love that quote. And so I just wanted to comment on it a little bit, and hit me with the sleep quotes if you have any that you like. And yeah, the last thing that I wanted to comment on was that he's saying that sometimes, you know, we're completely still except for little movements that we're making. And just a comment on that. We all move between our sleep cycles. So in one night, we have around 4 to 5 sleep cycles. Within each sleep cycles, we have our sleep phases, light sleep, deep sleep, REM sleep. And each sleep cycle is around 90 minutes. And then we wake up and we go into our next sleep cycle. And we all wake up, like we all do it. It's just that some people remember and some don't. And some people like completely still and they just move in between those little wake ups. And other people will actually move a lot during their deep sleep or light sleep, right? So it's very different. It's very individual. And that's why I am also wary of things like Fitbits or any sleep trackers, because we are so different in our movements. I, for example, don't move at all when I sleep. I literally just lay down and I stay in the same position pretty much all night. Whereas other people will move tons and tons while they are sleeping. So how is a machine really going to track that? If you imagine like a sleep lab has these exceptionally sophisticated electrons and everything to measure your brain wavements, and that would be the only way that I would trust to actually see how you're sleeping. So I'm a little bit wary of them, and I find that they stress out my clients a lot more than they do good, because they think that they're not sleeping enough, which is not necessarily true. So that was just my little comment on that. It's a little bit of a mishmash today, not super organized, but I hope that it's still been helpful. All right, I'll talk to you soon.